Goal for the business owner. When you bring the big matches to your screens, you keep your customers coming back for more. Sign up for DSTV for business today. Keep your customers cheering. Visit dstv.com/business to get started. Events as and when they happen. The main news on Unza Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Unza Radio Main News Broadcast at 17:45 hours. The headlines in local news. President Hichilema pushes Africa-focused economic partnerships. Doctors remove coin from 2-year-olds. In international news, EU and India seal landmark trade deal. And sports news, Mwale Milonze set for WBC clash. With the news in detail, my name is Alan Chimunya. In local news, President Hakainde Hichilema says Zambia is pursuing broad economic partnerships with countries within Africa and beyond. The President says there is need to increase investment in Africa to Africa businesses, noting that the continent currently conducts minimal trade with itself. He explains that Zambia's foreign policy anchored on security and economic development places strong importance on investment and economic cooperation. President Hichilema also points to shifting global dynamics and the call for a more inclusive global order. He says this underlines the need for African consensus in seeking greater representation on the United Nations Security Council. The President was speaking at CETAS today when he received letters of credence from newly accredited ambassadors and high commissioners to Zambia. Lewanika General Hospital has successfully removed a 15-wheel coin that had been swallowed by a 2-year-old boy in Mongo Western Province. The coin had caused a blockage in the child's oesophagus, obstructing his airway. In a statement, the hospital's public relations officer, Likando Wamunyiwa, confirms that surgeons were able to extract the coin using a Foley catheter and major forces carried by a larynx op to access the oesophagus. The operation has been carried out swiftly and without complications, ensuring the boy's safe recovery. A 44-year-old bus driver has died following a collision between a public service vehicle and a truck in the early hours of today, January 27, 2026, along the Lusaka Kafue Road near Apex Filling Station in the Mapepe area. Police Public Relations Officer Godfrey Chilabi says the accident occurred around 04 hours and involved a Scania Makopolo bus, registration number AJF4615ZM, belonging to Jonda Bus Company. The bus was driven by Brian Banda of Garden Chilulu Compound in Lusaka. It collided with a Dongfeng truck and trailer, registration number BLC5152ZM, driven by Joseph Mwenda, age 34, of Mamba District. Chilabi says preliminary investigations indicate that the bus was heading towards Kafue when the truck, which was joining the main road, allegedly failed to give way, resulting in the collision. Banda sustained multiple injuries and was pronounced dead upon arrival at the hospital. Police say all 16 passengers who were on board the bus escaped unhurt, although the impact caused extensive damage to both vehicles. The body of the deceased has been deposited at the University Teaching Hospital, mortuary, awaiting post-mortem examination and burial. Meanwhile, the truck driver, who initially fled the scene, has surrendered himself to Chilanga Police Station and is currently in police custody awaiting formal charges. Still in local news. Three security guards have been convicted and fined 1,500 kwacha each by the Lusaka Magistrate Court for stealing assorted alcoholic beverages valued at 3,730 kwacha from Zambian breweries. Obet Mandevo, 35, Mildred Kando and Annie Kafula, 29, were accused of stealing 13 bottles of Brutal beer, 8 packs of Kasom, 8 bottles of Flying Fish and 5 bottles of Black Label items they were deployed to guard. The court heard that the trio committed the offense in September 2024. They initially pleaded not guilty but later changed their plea to guilty nearly 2 years later. Magistrate Fine Mayumbo has been told that the accused stole the alcohol for their own consumption and pleaded for leniency. In passing judgment, Magistrate Mayombo says the offense was serious and had tarnished the image of security guards with the potential to cause loss of business for security firm. The court fines each accused 1,500 kwacha or 5 months imprisonment in default. In other news, a 3-year-old child, Obedience Chiwe, has died after drowning in water inside a ditch hole at his home in Kanyama compound in Lusaka. The incident occurred today, 27th January, around 13 hours. In her lamentations, the child's mother said she had left Obedience sleeping as she went to church and asked her daughter to stay at home to look after him. She has added that flooding in the area made it difficult for her to move around with the child. According to neighbors, during the mother's absence, the child is believed to have wandered outside. One of the neighbors later discovered Obedience floating in water inside a nearby ditch and immediately removed him. The child was rushed to Kanyama Level 1 Hospital, where he was pronounced dead on arrival. Finally, in local news, the Bank of Zambia's government bond auction held on January 23, 2026 has recorded bids that far exceeded the amount that was placed on offer. While the central bank offered 4.20 billion kwacha across six bond tenors, investors have submitted bids worth 9.07 billion kwacha, more than double the amount available. As a result of the overwhelming demand, the Bank of Zambia BOZ allocated 5.39 billion kwacha, which was higher than the original offer. The strongest interest has been recorded in the 5-year, 7-year and 10-year bonds, which attracted the largest volumes of bids. Cut-off yields ranged between 14.90% and 18.79%, reflecting current market conditions. The outcome of the auction highlights strong investor appetite for government securities and increased activity in Zambia's domestic bond market. We now take a short break. Still to come is international and sports news. Don't go away.
Why settle for crumbs when you can feast on world-class entertainment this season on Showmax? And the best part? You can pay for your subscription in just 5 simple steps with MTN Momo. Step 1. Download the Showmax app and sign up. Step 2. Select the package that speaks to you. Step 3. Choose MTN Momo as your payment method. Step 4. Enter your phone number and hit pay with MTN Momo. Step 5. Put in your MTN Momo PIN, confirm the payment, and boom, you're in. Now, sit back and dive into a buffet of all-round entertainment wherever and whenever you want. Showmax, streaming for Zambia.
Always online. My meeting of all.
Always giving omungulu. Misoche. Naba jaira.
Mwana mash. You think you know me?
Hey,
you're Queen, but the real Millie, you are about to meet her. I was trying to build a life I could be proud of. But somewhere along the way, the things that built me also broke me. Piece by piece, I am rebuilding myself. Join me on my journey and get to know the woman behind the filters and social media.
Reconnect and stay connected to DSTV and GoTV for the brand new reality show, Millie Revealed, which premieres on Sunday, 4th January at 20 hours. Only on Zambezi Magic, DSTV Channel 162 and GoTV Super Channel 3.
This year, GoTV's got you. We've got more shows for the whole family. More edge-of-your-seat movies. More adventures for the kids and more football than anywhere else. And what's more, if you pay for your current GoTV package, we'll upgrade you to the next highest package. On us, yes, we've got more. We've got you. Watch at home or on the go with GoTV Stream. GoTV. Love it.
Fortunately, this love doesn't have to work. All you have to do is enter the store, go straight to the refreshment.
catchment area, get himself a nice fresh bottle of money.